the World Wheelie Championships taking place this weekend. Huge news from a local point of view. The main man is on the line, Patrick McGonigal, the details.
Yes, indeed, Kieran. And yesterday, of course, Arlene, across the Finn Valley athlete, really ran a brilliant, absolutely one of the best runs ever, really, by a Donegal athlete in the 4x4 and a 51:49 split, which is very, 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 very significant on that team yesterday. But bigger news today. She was included with Maudsley, with Becker, and with McCann in the 4x4 women. She was in the mixed relay yesterday. Sorry, she wasn't in the mixed relay yesterday. She was in the standalone 4x4 yesterday, but she was back in what would be described as the top race today. And the target, seriously, was Ireland needed to get in the top two to qualify for Beijing for the World Championships next year in 2027, and that's exactly what happened. Arlene running in lane in the third leg had a job to do, a big job to do. There was a gap there, and she held and she ran strongly up the finish straight and left Maudsley in a position to run and attack the final anchor leg. And indeed, Ireland eventually won the event. So Ireland, number one, winning the event and coming through to qualify, which was the big target. You know, the World Relays in itself is a great competition, a massive competition. It's a world event, of course. 700 of the best athletes in the world vying for honours, vying for qualification spots for the Beijing 2027, and Arlene crossing right in the middle of it and really marking in a big way nationally, in the sense that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have been aware of her until yesterday, but because of that great leg yesterday, and particularly on the fact that she ran that 51:49. That's a serious run. That's an absolutely brilliant, serious run. And then, of course, she comes out today and she joins the girls who were indeed silver medalists at the European Championships before. Now she's in that world now, and she proved herself again. And you were always worried that when she would come out day two after a brilliant run yesterday, you know, a wee bit of inexperience showing, and she produced the good. So we're very, very proud of her. Donegal should be very proud of her, and she added to the team, which has qualified for the World Championships. Earlier this morning, and about half an hour ago actually only, Erin Freed was introduced to the mixed relay team. She was on the final leg, you know, because they did shuffle the teams around to get the best team in that 4x4 women. So 4x4 women only. And this was the, I'm talking now about the 4x4 mixed. And Erin got a run there. She was on the final leg. She was in a difficult situation because the team was trailing when she got the baton. Couldn't do a lot about it, but she hung on and held her position. But in the sense that, you know, the gap, that's what I mean, because Ireland were trailing at the back, and there wasn't going to be any great news, great joy there. We didn't anticipate that, but we're delighted that she got the opportunity to race, delighted that she experienced that situation, and that will stand to her, and you know, it's going to be part of her CV moving forward as an international athlete. So well done, Erin Freeland, you know, great, and we're delighted that she did get a run and she did get a start. But the big news, Arlene Crossan has arrived, and 2 days, two outstanding runs, and added to that Irish team that won today in Botswana, and they have qualified for the World Championships in Beijing next year. So well done, Arlene Crossan.